This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Honor you, Son of God. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, our Father. Honor you, Son of God. We give you praise. Oh, we give you praise, our Father. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight. Bringing us here, our Father. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your help by your Spirit. We have come to you this night again and this weekend to have an encounter with you, that we might interpret that which is in your heart. We thank you, Father, for great mercy and great grace that you have proposed through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask tonight, as we begin this weekend meeting, we receive you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
I saw God insisting on something. And what God is insisting on is that he must avenge of himself of his adversary. God is very insistent in throwing down rebel orders of authority. God is very insistent in seeing to it that the seed, which is Christ, is multiplied. So God is very, very insistent in this particular. And God will not negotiate it. And we can see that the majority of why God is laboring is that the seed must continuously be blessed. And by the reason of blessing the seed, they will multiply it. And the multiplication of that seed, that the seed will also be able to have and become a great and mighty army. And where God has proposed to do that is firstly through the church and our families. Those are the grand. Because we know that church is a grand. According to 2 Timothy, church is the grand and the pillar of truth. Grand means God uses church to culture. God uses church to raise. God uses church to empower. God uses church to equip. God uses church as a place of training and as a place of deploying his kind of men that he has raised. And another place that God is seriously looking into is families. God will not compromise that. God will not have us to regard the persons of the wicked. Neither will God tolerate us to have part with the wicked one. God will not judge the nations of the earth. If wickedness is found in his house, because judgment must begin from his house. And judgment begins in his house is majorly to get rid of everything of the working of wickedness in us, which is mystery of iniquity, evil, corruption within us. Satan designed this war. The essence of the design of this war, according to Galatians 1, we call this present evil war, is to produce the persons of the wicked and to produce that wicked. The person of the wicked is the congregation of the art wicked one. So there is the persons of the wicked. It's like the congregation of the mighty. So that's it. What Satan has designed this world is to produce persons of the wicked and to produce that wicked one, which Apostle John prophesied, spoke about, young men will overcome that wicked one. Because the wicked one is the son of the devil. That wicked one is a brainchild of the devil. We saw Revelation chapter 13, the rise of that wicked one, that beast. It's a man. And but much more, Satan is interested in also multiplying his own seed also. The way God the Father wants to multiply the seed called Christ. He wants the seed called Christ to become like the sand of the seashore. And the sea called Christ to become the stars of heavens. An essence of it, God has an appointment at the gate of his enemies. God has put an appointment at the gate of his enemies. God does not want to play a defense. It's not in the nature of God to play defense. God went down to Egypt to go and bring his nation. God did not allow them to bring. God went there. That is the nature of God. But he knows that that cannot just be a thing that we just rush out without the blessing of the seed and the multiplication of his seed, which is Christ. And Christ, the fullness of Christ as the head, have been fully blessed. He has attained to the fullness of the Father bodily. But what's remaining is the company of Christ. And so that company of Christ, he called them, they shall be as the sand of the sea. They are company. And also, they shall be as the stars. That in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heavens. You know, the stars of heavens are great armies. Deborah and Barak. Stars of heaven fought in their causes. They are companies. They have their company that they fought mightily. In Judges chapter 5, from verse 18, you will see clearly about that arrangement of stars in heavens and army. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people jeopardized their lives also unto death in high places of the field. The kings came and fought. They fought the kings of Cana in Tenash by the rivers of Megiddon. They took no gain of money. Talk about this kind of great army the Lord is raising. They are not going to bow to God Mammon. A company of men that are superior because of the blessing of God that make rich. It's the blessing of God upon the sea called Christ. And he said, they fall from heaven. So the warfare that is before us is not only warfare that we fight on the foot. Because the gate, we know the enemy has gate in the heaven that connected to his gate on his earth. You know that heaven and earth, they are attached together. That's how God made them. God made them male and female. So the warfare against the enemies is both in the heavens, ply the seed as both the sand on the seashore. The sand of the seashore were washed out of the belly of the sea. When you see the sand of the seashore, they were washed out. It means that these are the ones that are drawn out of the sea. Because the sea is the mass souls of unredeemed souls. Souls that are still being governed by the power of the beastly nature that governs the spirit of this world. But when you see the sand of the sea, they are one that have been drawn out. They've been gathered out of the sea. Water washed them out. So what you see on the earth, they are where they are broadcasting from, is in heaven. So he said that the fall from heaven, the stars in their courses fought against Caesarea. So you can see, though it was Deborah and Barak, but beyond this and the army, but that was a prophet, she really recognized that to bring the enemies of God and conquer the enemy of God, both within us and the enemy of God that are in our space and around us, it cannot be ordinary. Men of the race to be able to occupy a people that jeopardize their lives unto death. Revelation chapter 12. And they love not their life unto death. Eventually, you saw a type of that company. That company that are able to fall dragon and fall the stars are not ordinary people. They call them man-child. That man-child company, they are a family. They are not natural family. They are the company that are a mighty army, a great army in the hand of the Lord. But before we arrive at that point of mighty, God still have various army. When you read the book of Revelation, you also saw 144,000. They also a mighty army that stood with the Lamb on Mount Zion. So God's intention is this thing, is that God wants to use both the church and our family to be a place of raising a company of great army. Army with banner. And we know that they cannot have banner of love over us if we have not received the training of truth. Because it's truth that weave banner over us. Like book of Psalm 60. We must have used truth. They must have given us in Psalm 64 that have given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displaced because of truth. So you can see that what make us our banner is because we have obeyed truth. That's why he was saying, book of Ephesians chapter 4, keep the truth to one another in love. But there's no love because any love that is not weaved by obedience to truth, respond to the truth of Christ and the truth of the Son of God. That we make a people to be free. We cannot be a great people if we are not free from this war. We will not become a family that God has in mind. Our family will not produce a mighty army, a great army, that we go and keep appointment at the gate of the Son's enemy. We are in the day of the Son of God. And one of the things the Father promised the Son when he resurrected, I should sit down until he make his enemy under a footstool. And we know that the place that God is trying to use, where God will raise the rod of his strength, is from the churches. It's from the families. The Son is sitting at the right hand side of the majesty, expecting that his enemies, both his enemy within us and his enemy around us, his enemy in systems, his enemies in institutions, his enemies as laws. Laws that have held God's people bound, God's people can be free from those enemies. But God's people, this company of men will not be raised. This is a company. You will see this company being showcase a type of it by Abraham. In Genesis chapter 14, Abraham, from his household, he heard about his cousin, Lot, was taken. And Lot was taken with his wife, his men, his ex-men. Then they ran and brought the news to Abraham. Verse 12, and they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom and his goods, and departed. And there came one, verse 13, and there came one that have escaped, and told Abraham, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Merah, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Asa, and these were comfort with Abraham. Comfort, that means they were companions. They were in league. Some amplified prophets say they were in league. They were in company with Abraham. One of the things why God brought her to church is that from the church, God can make a very strong family. When we come to the church, from the beginning of the church, I say they all had everything together in common. No one dare say he had anything of his own. Church is a place of meeting points. God must raise in the church a strong family. And when Abraham heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, he armed his three servants, burned his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan, and divided himself against them, he and his servant by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Eba, which is in the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. Something was very, very clear here that Abraham, with just 318 men, went to five kings with their armies. And when you look at that condition, it's not sensible that 319 men will go and fight five kings of nations. And they defeated them. One thing that became glaring, when you look closely, you will know that these men were with banner. The cause that they went for, you will know that is love cause. You know that to go to bring back Lot, it was not an emotional thing. It was love that had binded this heart of these men together. They were a company. Because these men, they were not babies. They were servants that were born in his house. Eliezer was one of them. That went to go and find wife for this Isaac. But this time Isaac has not been born. So we are sure that Eliezer must have been this company that went to go and fight this warfare. These were a company. They were a company that they brought the enemy of God. Five kings, they brought them to their knees. The Bible said they were trained in Abraham's household. So you can see that they are of his family. They are not just only from his family. They were a nation that the Lord was building. They were both from Abraham's family. They are also a nation. But one thing you find about these people is that they offered their life unto death. Because to take 380 people to go and fight five kings, something must have taken over your heart. They do not love their life. We will never be a company of the great army if we are not ready not to love ourselves. Like exactly what that Judges 5 said. And that Revelation 12, verse 18. They said they jeopardized their lives unto death. And the same thing we go for couples. Husbands are ready to jeopardize their life for their wife. I know that when we talk about romance, but God's intention, much more, is men that can jeopardize their life. To jeopardize our life, what we call our life, is not our lives. It's what the enemy has sold for us as a lie. It's not life, it's a lie that we are using. And that's God's intention, is to raise up this company of great army. But this army, one thing is very sure, they have banner. And that banner is love. And it's a love that truth, through obedience to truth, they came into it. Because we only give banner to them to be displayed because of truth. And God's intention is particular in bringing us and making us out of this house. God wants to raise a company of great army. Out of this place, God wants to raise family that are great. Not individual. A lot of your infirmity you are dealing with, your issue, you can't overcome it alone by yourself. You will need the household, labor of your brother to be able to deal with those things. You know, one of the things the Lord told the children of Israel as a commandment. He said, when a parent discovered that one of their child is disobedient, then she should bring him out. He was not talking about physically, they stoned to death physically in the day. But that thing has spiritual connotation. That there's some stubborn nature that you can't deal alone with. You need to bring it and means the congregation for them to be judged. Because there's a power in our coming together. There's a power in bringing us together. There's a power in taking away our aloneness. Solitary. Don't take solitary away and add solitary to families. So that he can lead the rebellious in dry places. That rebellious is not just person. So that rebellious are natures. If God wants to judge nature, he introduces the family. So he can judge rebellious nature are those things which are anti-God. Nature that are not godly. Nature that will not be submissive. That does not like to come under. So when God designed family from the beginning, God designed the wisdom so that he will use the family to bring forth a steady work of redemption. Bring forth family to bring forth a lot of work of transformation in people's life. And use it not just to transform them, but from them, he bring them together and raise a company that are great. That can silence the enemies at the gate. Because there will be bold sand that are drawn out of the seashore that breaks. And they also become mighty stars in the heavens. And this is the mandate that God wants to achieve. And that's why we every year we come to our family and couples meeting every year. Where we can, as a house, we can properly receive empowerment of light, insight. Also, we can receive impartations. So that we can work accurately, we can align better, we can come under. As we come as a house, we bring our family, we bring our soul, we bring our home under alignment to the speaking of the Son of God amidst us. And we're able to receive all that he has in his heart. They will be giving you empowerment. Yeah. I said they will be empowering you. Yeah. Things that does not make you do family life very well, they will empower you against them. Things that are not making you to obey truth so that you can be part of the company that bear banner of love. I pray that heaven will reconcile you this meeting. I said that we shall be made in reconciliation in the name of Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.